This is Paul Jędrzejczyk with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're chatting about acting and movie making here in Grand Rapids. I'm joined in studio by Jason James. Jason just premiered a movie by the name of Dirty Bomb, Teresa Tomei. And Teresa is part of Fubble Entertainment. They have a show called Backstage Drama. You can catch that at backstagedrama.com. They just won an Emmy for that. And Melinda Peterson of MP Talent Management Group. Melinda, a lot of folks, you know, we're talking about, you know, cattle calls, but why is it important to go through an agency? What can you offer an actor or an actress that they can't get on their own?
An agent, having an agent is a milestone or a benchmark in an actor's career, and it's giving you credibility as an actor to be able to say, no, call my agent, says I've achieved this level of success, because someone else, as in me, the agent, is giving, I'm giving my stamp of approval on this person's body of work and the confidence that they'll show up and deliver at an audition versus embarrass themselves and in turn my company. Yeah. Cattle calls are, they're tough. Cattle calls are usually for the inexperienced new actor looking to get more experience. And those are just some of the things you have to go through as an actor to earn your stripes.
Now, is it just actors and actresses that you work with, or do you represent other types of talent in addition?
Yes, we also have live performance artists who are available for corporate events, freestanding concert halls, venues, fairs, festivals. We have speakers and hula hoop artists, and we've got an interfaith speaker. We've got a speaker sitting right next to me who tells her tale of grief based within her family. We have dancers and musicians. We have an accordionist. We have a street magician. We have we have a very
why didn't you bring the monkeys today?
We have a very unique mix of people that are again choose to make West Michigan their home.
Sure.
And want this to be their way of life and how they make their living. And it is an emerging market, and I see hope that this is possible, that people can have a living wage doing what they love in this community.
So what do you feel is important for actors and actresses to know who are, you know, interested in venturing into this for a profession?
That it's a craft, that you need to take it seriously, and you need to work on it every day. And there's the you can have the talent, and you can get the training and the education, and you can do the community theater, and you can attend this workshop and that workshop, but you also need to consider that the other half of it is that it's your business, and you have to understand how to run a business, how to self-promote, how to market, how to spin, how to get out there, get your name out there, and that can make or break an actor. And not necessarily the actors with the most talent are the ones that are getting the work.
Right.
Because they're not always the best at running the business side of things.
Right. Now, are you just booking people in Grand Rapids? Are you going into Detroit, Chicago, or LA, or New York? What are we looking at?
We book people anywhere there is paid work.
Okay, fantastic.
Chicago, Grand Rapids, Detroit.
Okay.
And expanding.
Okay. So if somebody is listening to this and they think that they want to give acting a shot, how do they contact you? How do they get
started? Well, if they want to give acting a shot, they don't start with an agent.
Okay.
They need to start with a training program. They need to do some community theater. They need to check out the student film scene.
To build a foundation.
They have to have a resume. Yeah. They've got to have a body of work. That's what gives them a reputation. And it gives me something to show the casting directors and the producers and the directors to say this person can do this part.
Now, what are you looking for in an actor or an actress that you represent?
Training is very important to me. I have a degree in theater, and I learned so much in my 4 years at college. I've learned a lot more since, certainly, but it says to me that they take it seriously.
Okay. And in general, what types of opportunities are available here locally for those who want to do acting?
There are several local production companies doing commercials for mm-hmm. local businesses.
Okay.
There's also quite a bit of industrial work, which is things like in-house training videos for larger corporations.
Okay.
There's also web work available. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if Amway launches a new product for their distributors, mm-hmm. they put some training online.
Okay.
Those types of tools. There's book trailers. There's also, of course, the independent film scene.
Mm-hmm.
And as those independent filmmakers start to get investors, there's paid work available for the actors there.
Okay.
And someday Jason will come to me and Absolutely. Be able to afford my Absolutely. Services.
Absolutely.
You heard it here.
And getting those people trained in
that's
in,
our goal.
A body of work, yeah.
It really is our goal that we pay Melinda.
I opened a business, not a charity.
Yeah. Fair enough. Now, what's the current state of things with the film incentive? We kind of touched on that briefly. I think you'd mentioned some stuff with that, Teresa, that you had gotten some incentive money for projects that you've been on. Is that correct?
We did. Yeah, we've received the incentives for two different projects, two
okay.
different children's television shows that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, when Governor Snyder came in and the legislature changed, we ended up with diminished. The cap was diminished down to $25 million. I know that they just approved another $25 million. So right now, the cap is at $50
million. Okay.
That's not going to bring in some of the major blockbusters or, you know, Transformers and some of those other really big projects that
they're
looking at.
Well, it sounds like a lot of money to you or I, but $50
yeah.
million, they can go through it like
they
that.
They go like that.
Yeah.
But to me, as a smaller company right now, I mean, when we're talking about projects, we're talking anywhere from, you know, $250,000 to, you know, $2.5 million or something might be the size of a project like that.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk to the state, when we talk to the film people involved in the film commission, it's our understanding that we are the ideal candidate for those dollars now, because what they want to do is they want to hire Michigan people employing Michigan workers
mm-hmm.
to do projects that are going to impact and influence Michigan.
Okay.
So, you know, the question is going to be how long those are going to stay. We don't base any of our budget projections on mm-hmm. the fact that those incentives are going to stay very long, because we don't know. The disappointment about them going away is the people do have to follow the work.
Right.
And those movies do come in and they do bring a lot of cash.
Well, I know some folks are going down to Louisiana
yeah.
after.
Which has got one of the best, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so you have to do that.
Sure.
But I think that if we manage it successfully
mm-hmm.
Locally, that can help build that mid-size industry mm-hmm. Well, which is what the intent is, as I understand it. So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know when I ran the Children's Museum, whenever we didn't get the amount of money from the state grant that we would always apply for, you know, that we'd apply for $50,000, we'd get $35,000 or whatever. And one of my board chairs was always like, it's okay, because then we won't rely on it. And I think that you just have to look at those on mm-hmm. a regular basis and not predicate your budgets and your success on whether or not we have film incentives in this right. town. And that's why the three of us are sitting here.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we all went, oh, the incentives went away. Okay. Well, what are we going to do? Right. We're going to make a movie and we're going to open a company
yeah.
and we're going to try to do this.
Yeah.
So
and that's what we did. We said, you know, on an indie level,
mm-hmm.
The whole climate is changing. You know, now we can do these things on practically almost no budget. I hate to say that because we do want to pay people,
mm-hmm.
but you have to build that resume for yourself and your company, and you got to take a look at other things too. Is what's the demographic? You know, we're in the Midwest. You know, things happen here on the East Side and on the West Coast. Really, not so much in the middle. So we have to look at that too. Is getting our films and our work out to other all over the world,
right?
And that's the goal, is to get it out and get it shown.